Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, Last Adam Tabernacle. This is Rachel Womai. I pray that the Lord has been keeping you well. Welcome to today's service. Last Sunday, Pastor Moses Musinguzi taught about falling in love with the scriptures. We learned that only the obedient will inherit the kingdom of God. We also learned that the greatest thing that should happen to us before the Lord returns is for us to fall in love with the scriptures and follow the instructions that are in there. Today's sermon is titled, Falling in Love with the Scriptures, Part 2. My prayer is that you will be blessed by this sermon. Let's get into a short worship session and the sermon thereafter.
Praise God, Eleti. Pastor Moses here once again. I hope you had a great week. I pray that you will be blessed by what you're going to hear today. As I continue with the topic we discussed last week, which was and is falling in love with the scriptures. But before I proceed, let us open by a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those listening in. I pray that they will be blessed by what I'm going to share, which I believe is what you would want them to hear. Father, I pray that after they have listened to this, I pray that their lives won't be the same. I pray that they will be energized to love you more and more and to walk according to your commands. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Before I get into the sermon for today, I want to make one very important announcement. It is actually very exciting news. The news is that our brother in the Lord, our fellow church member, Andrew Ukulubia, is getting married in December. Glory be to God. He's marrying a girl with whom they've been in love for quite some time, years actually. And the day has come. Yes, the wedding is due in December. And yes, it is exciting news. Andrew has been very faithful to LAT. He has been with us for 6 years. He has served faithfully. If there's anyone who's faithful that I know, it is Andrew. Therefore, let us celebrate with him and let us show our love to him with actions, okay? And let us support him in any way we can. Let us pray for them that the preparations will go well. And let us support him financially. As the Lord enables you, please send him some money. Okay, the wedding is not going to be very expensive because it's going to be a scientific wedding. Yes, however, please send in any amount of money that you have and let us be a blessing to our brother, someone who has blessed us every Sunday by the role he plays in the worship team. Okay, he's part of the reason why our worship is highly esteemed in heaven. Glory be to God. Now, let us get into our sermon. And it is falling in love with the scriptures, part two. Last week we said that Jesus is coming back soon. And for that matter, we should be found to be living according to his will. And that means that living according to the scriptures. Okay, because those who don't live according to the word of God will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we say that the greatest thing that should happen to us before the Lord returns is to fall in love with his word. And if we fall in love with his word, it essentially means that we have fallen in love with him. For God and his word are one. In fact, the Bible says that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, okay? So the word was the Lord, okay? The word took on the form of a man and he dwelt with us. He dwelt on the earth. He walked the earth. And later, of course, you all know he went to the cross to die for our sins. Glory be to God. So we need to fall in love with the word of God. And when we fall in love with it, then we shall be able to do as it says we should do. Hallelujah. So, today I want to answer two very important questions. Okay? And those questions are, number one, what really is obeying the word of God? Okay? And the second question is, what really is disobeying the word of God? Now, as I attempt to answer those two questions, I will also, at the same time, give us the benefits of obeying the word of God. I pray that this will make sense to you. I am not the best teacher that there is, but I pray that God will somehow speak to you. Glory be to God. Okay, now, the other thing I want to mention before we start to read the scriptures that I want us to read is that when I refer to the word, I will be meaning the scriptures, the written word, and also the other instructions that God gives us from time to time. All right, so when I talk about obeying the word, I will be implying obeying the written scriptures and also obeying the instructions that God gives us from day to day, okay? Hallelujah. And of course, the opposite is also true. When I talk about disobeying the word of God, you should understand that I'll be implying not obeying the written word and also not obeying the revealed word, what God reveals to you time and time again. Hallelujah. Now, let us open our Bibles and read Revelation. Okay? Let's open the book of Revelation and we read chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." All right? It says that blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Okay? From this scripture, we learn that it is not enough just to read the word of God, okay? And it is not enough just to hear it. We are supposed to also keep those things which we have read, those things which we have heard. All right? So it says that blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, or keep those things which they have read and heard. Glory be to God. Now, this word keep can be translated as obey. So you can read this scripture as, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and obey those things which are written in it. If you translated the scripture that way, you'd be right. Because in a sense, keeping the word of God is obeying it. However, that word keep should also have been translated as guard, to protect. Alright? So the scripture could also have been written as, say, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and guard or protect those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Glory be to God. Okay, now this scripture, the reason why I have read it is because it answers the question which I set out to answer today. Okay, the question is, what really is obeying the word of God? Okay, now this scripture, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, answers that question. It says that blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it. I told you that keep could have been translated as obey, okay, but the best translation should have been guard, to guard, to protect. Glory be to God. So, that means that obeying the word of God, first and foremost, it means to guard it, to protect it. And you only guard and protect that which you esteem as precious. You only guard and protect that which you attach great value, great importance. Hallelujah. So that means that God is not calling us just to obey for the sake of it. But actually, he wants us to esteem his word as precious, as very important. And when you start looking at the word of God in that way, with that mind, and you see it as something very precious, something which, like we read last week, okay, something which is more precious than silver and gold, then you will automatically obey it. Glory be to God. So obedience begins first and foremost by how you relate with the word, how you see the word of God, how you think about the word of God, how precious you think the word of God is. Glory be to God. And if you believe that the word of God is precious, that the word of God is of great value, then you will guard it, you will protect it. Hallelujah. And because you see it that way, then you will do all you can to make sure that you are walking according to what it says. Glory be to God. So, obedience to the word of God is actually, first and foremost, or most importantly, okay, it is your attitude towards the word of God. How you see the word of God. People who live in constant disobedience, okay, people whose lives are always contrary to the word of God, they live that way because, most importantly, they don't really see the word of God as precious. They don't really see the word of God as something of great value. Okay, so for that matter, in a sense, they trample it underfoot. Okay, they look at it like garbage. They can never say that, but actually, that is the attitude of their hearts. Okay, they don't think it is worthwhile, they don't think it is that important. Glory be to God. So, the Lord does not want us to obey just for the sake of it, but that obedience should be a result of how we esteem his word. Glory be to God. And if you esteem the word of God highly, then it will be automatic. You know, you will automatically live according to what it says. Glory be to God. So, most importantly, that is what obeying the word of God is. Okay, it means you guard it, you protect it. Why do you guard it? Why do you protect it? It's because the attitude of your heart is that the word is very important. Okay, it is very important. It is very precious. It is of high value. So you will love it and you will protect it. Okay, you esteem it highly and therefore you walk according to what it says. And the reverse is true. Okay, people who don't see the word of God as precious, automatically they won't live according to what it says. Okay, now that shouldn't be the attitude of our hearts, okay? That is why I set out last Sunday to say that we should pray to God that He gives us a love or greater love for His Word, greater love for His Scriptures. And of course, today I also add that He should give us love for even the things He instructs us to do in our individual lives or as a body, you know, they we charge. Every instruction that He gives us, we should guard it. We should protect it. We should be ready, if I should say, to die for it. Okay, because it is our life and that word, okay, it came from God and the Bible says that He has exalted His word even above His name. Glory be to God. I pray that what I've said makes sense. I'm not eloquent and I'm not a very good teacher. But yeah, I hope you get what the Lord would want you to get. Is that number one, highly esteem the word of God. If you don't highly esteem it, then pray that God will give you that ability. He will give you that grace to see the Word of God for what it really is, that the Word of God is very precious. And when you begin to see that way, then you will protect it. You will guard it. You will want to live according to what it says. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I also say that we shall also be seeing some of the benefits of obeying the Word of God as we go through this teaching. Okay? Now, from Revelation verse 1 and 3, we not only learn what obeying the Word of God is, okay? And we have learned that first and foremost, it means guarding the Word, protecting the word, okay? But in that same scripture, we also see one of the benefits of obeying the commandments, okay? And that benefit is alluded to or implied in the last words of that scripture, okay? So I'm going to read the verse again, and then I'll point out those last words. The verse says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it. For the time is near." Okay, those are the last words. It says, "For the time is near." Now the implication, like you must know by now, is that those who keep, okay, the Word of God, those who obey the Word of God, those who guard the Word of God and live according to it, will be the ones to inherit the kingdom of God, which is coming very soon. That is why the Lord told John that for the time is near. And because of that, he says, blessed is he or blessed is she who keeps those things which are written in what he was telling John, which is written in the book of Revelation, and of course, which is also written elsewhere in the scriptures. Okay, so one of the benefits of living according to the commandments of the Lord is you will inherit eternal life. You inherit the kingdom of God, which is coming soon. And for most of you, you know or you think, and you might be right, that Jesus is coming back in the year around 2034. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let us also go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 21. This should be familiar to people in LAT, because I think every time that I preach, I somehow refer to this scripture. Okay, John chapter 14, verse 21 says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them." Now, remember what keeping the commandments of the Lord, what it means, okay? First and foremost, it means to guard, to protect. So it says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." In this scripture, we see the other benefit of keeping the commandments of God. And that is, you have a greater knowledge of God, and of course you will experience a deeper relationship with him. Because it says, "He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him." That seems to imply, and it does actually mean, that when you highly esteem the word of God, and therefore automatically live according to it, okay, then you're going to experience greater intimacy with God and with the Father. For Jesus said, "Such a person, I will love him and manifest myself to him, and that person also will be loved by my Father." Okay, now God loves all people, the evil, the wicked, the righteous, all people. He loves them. But here, I believe he's talking about something greater, something higher. Okay, a greater relationship. Okay, you will be called a friend of God. Hallelujah. Okay, why? Because you esteem his word very highly. Verse 23 of John chapter 14 also says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Glory be to God. He who keeps the word of God, he who guards and protects the word of God, he who puts a high value on God's word, and therefore lives according to it, and therefore obeys the instructions of God, that person, Jesus says, that will be loved by the Father, and Jesus and the Father will come to that person, and they will make their home with him, meaning that they will abide with him. This person will experience a greater knowledge of God. He will know God more deeply than most people. Glory be to God. So, these things, okay, these verses, these benefits should encourage us, should inspire us to fall in love with the scriptures. And we can fall in love with the scriptures by asking for it. Okay, we can pray and say, "Father, give us a love for your word. Give us a love for the scriptures. Give us a love for all the instructions that you give us. Give us a love for all those things that you tell us, you know, that we should do." Glory be to God. And when we fall in love with his word, then we shall automatically obey his word. And when we do that, Jesus says that the Father will love us, and Jesus and the Father will come to us and make our home with him or with them. Glory be to God. However, this is awesome. There is nothing greater in this life than having a deep relationship with God, than experiencing intimacy with God. And first and foremost, it begins with loving Him and therefore loving His Word and living according to it. Glory be to God. Okay, so benefit number one of keeping the Word of God, of protecting, of guarding the Word of God, of highly esteeming the Word of God. Okay, benefit number one is you inherit eternal life. Then, before then, you will experience a great intimacy with God, and you will know God at a deeper level than many people will know Him. All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's open Genesis chapter 22. We're going to read the third benefit of living according to the Word of God. Okay? Genesis chapter 22 from verse 16. It says, talking about Abraham, you know, Genesis 22 is the story of when God tested Abraham, when He told him that, you know, come and offer unto me your son, your only son, whom you love. And we know the story that Abraham obeyed God, okay? He obeyed God. He passed the test. But before he sacrificed, before he put the sword to Isaac's heart, you know, the knife, rather, the Lord, you know, told him, now, don't do that, okay? Now I know that you love me. And he continued and said in verse 16, okay, the Lord told Abraham that, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Verse 18, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Verse 18 again says, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. In this passage, we see one of the benefits of obeying the Word of God, the benefits of highly esteeming the Word of God, okay, the benefit of guarding, protecting the Word of God, okay? That benefit is you will be a channel of blessing. Through you, God will bless many people, like He did for Abraham. He told Abraham that because you have obeyed my voice, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Glory be to God. Now you, LAT member, if you get into the practice of obeying the Word of God because you esteem it very highly, then you are going to become a channel of God's blessings. Okay, God will use you to touch many lives. God will use you to bless many lives. Through you, many people will be blessed, just as, okay, it happened with Abraham. Okay, one of the reasons why you're born again, one of the reasons why you are a believer in Jesus, is because of Abraham's obedience. You know that Jesus is the seed of Abraham, and God told Abraham that in your seed all the nations of earth shall be blessed. So in Jesus, Okay, you are blessed. Why? Because Abraham obeyed the voice of God. Abraham obeyed the instruction that God gave him. What was the instruction? The instruction was not a scripture. The instruction was just a command, you know. He tested him and said, offer unto me your son. And when he was willing to do that, God said that now because you have obeyed me, because you have obeyed that instruction, through you all the nations they have will be blessed. Glory be to God. So, people, don't lightly esteem the word of God. On the contrary, esteem it highly. And by the word of God, once again, I mean not only the scriptures, but also those instructions that the Lord gives you, okay, either through a dream, through a prophecy, okay, maybe it comes as you're reading the Bible and a certain verse or phrase stands out and you know that that's what the Lord would want you to do, okay? Please highly esteem that one, okay? And if you do that, if it becomes your practice, if it becomes your way of life, when your way of life is one of someone who is obedient, a time will come when God will say that now, I am going to use this soul, I'm going to use this life to bless many people, just as it happened with Abraham. Glory be to God. Okay, so benefit number one of obeying God is you inherit eternal life. Number two, you have a greater knowledge of God, which also means that you have a deeper relationship with God. You experience Him more intimately than many people. And then number three, God will use you, will make you a channel of His blessings. Glory be to God. I will end with 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. The last part of that verse says that this is God speaking. He says that those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall lightly be esteemed. Okay? I will read it again. God says that those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. How do you honor God? You honor God by highly esteeming His word. And when you highly esteem His word, you guard it, you protect it, because you consider it as precious. And automatically, you live according to it. That is what is called obedience. Okay? Now, God says, if you do that, He will honor you. Glory be to God. So, LAT, remembers, honor from God is coming your way as you live, as you obey His word. Okay? Now, for those who lightly esteem God, by lightly esteem His word, 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30 says that those people will also be lightly esteemed by who? By God Himself. But that person is not you. You are going to be that person who loves the Lord by keeping His commandments. Glory be to God. I hope you have been blessed, and I pray that hereafter you are going to go and pray to God and request Him that He may give you a love for His word, a love for His instructions, that He may open your eyes to really see how precious His word is. For the Bible says He has highly exalted His word even above His name. May God bless you. May God will keep you. May he direct you in everything that you do. Hallelujah. Please remember that Andrew is wedding in December, and I request you, I beg you as your pastor, that you will support him with your prayers and with your money. May God bless you. I will talk to you again next week. Amen.
I pray that you were blessed by this sermon. And once again, congratulations to our very own Andrew Kuluvia. Marriage is a blessing from God. Have a blessed week to everyone, and God bless you all.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.